welcome to the 13th episode of the Animal Addicts Podcast, which just so happens to fittingly be our Halloween episode. If you are not already following us on social media, I highly suggest you start now because I am going to be posting some adorable pictures this upcoming week. In honor of Halloween, we talk about the animals that creep us out the most and learn about my favorite of our Atlantic animals. So let's dive into episode 13 of the Animal Addicts Podcast. Hello and welcome to the 13th episode. The Animal Addicts Podcast. As always, we're your hosts, Allie.
And Casey.
Also, I don't know that one. Is that Jason?
Yep.
Okay. Casey's Jason right now with a bloody mask. That's why he sounds weird. Oh, it's gone. Okay.
Hey, I want a costume contest with this mask.
Also, I'd like to point out that I made Casey turn his shirt around because it has a bunch of scary people on it, including it, and I don't do clowns. Clowns are terrifying, as are dolls, and Chucky was right next to it. And then there was another like clown-like thing, but I don't even recognize that one, but horrible.
That is from, I believe it's House of a Thousand Corpses.
Either way, it's awful. Anything clown-related is awful. Mm-hmm. So, very spooky. Also, how appropriate, Casey, that our 13th episode of the Animal Addicts Podcast is right before Halloween.
Yes.
What? It's like fate. Anyway.
How do you know I didn't plan it?
You didn't plan it.
I didn't. I don't have that foresight.
You definitely didn't. Also, we started this thing. We were like, we keep talking about, we're just setting a hard deadline that we have to do it, even though we're not all the way prepared. But it's fine. Also, once again, I've forgotten that I realized, whatever, I've realized I need chapstick in the middle of speaking. Mm-hmm. So, good job, me. Anywho, what have you been up to, Casey, since I last saw you?
What have I been up to? Oh, yes. So I got to hang out with a couple of friends I haven't seen in like a year.
That's nice.
Yeah. So we went to Elfin Forest.
Elfin. Elfin. It is a popular hiking destination around here.
Yeah. They both had busted up knees or ankles. So they're like a couple grannies on the trip. So we just went on the level playing field.
Just down by the creek?
Yeah, just down by the creek, hanging, talking, just chilling.
That's kind of nice, though.
Yeah. Main reason we were there is, like, we needed something to do because we were waiting till it was, like, nearing four because we were planning on going to the tide pools.
At La Jolla or where?
It was La Jolla first, and we was like, where are we going? Because we were driving down the road. I was like, we don't know where. I think we're going to pop up over here, so let's figure which is closest. Turns out Carlsbad was closest.
Okay.
And that's where we end up going.
Okay, so you were just killing time before you went to the tide pools. Yeah.
And I saw insects and other little crawlies.
I love that that's what's exciting to you, are the insects you see.
There was a little tiny jumping spider that went on my friend. It was so tiny.
That is
cute.
Most people's nightmare, that there's a jumping spider. I would say it is cute when it's not jumping on me. But if it's jumping on me, I'm going to have a problem with it.
But jumping spiders are adorable.
No, most people do not like that. I don't want them jumping on me. I'm fine to watch them jump from a distance.
They make great pets, too.
How?
Because they're tiny, they eat little bugs, and they don't take up much space.
How big is tiny?
Like, this one was literally the distance between my fingernails. That's how big it was.
That would get lost.
Yeah.
Also, I have a cat.
There are bigger ones that are, like, yay big. There's actually a jumping spider on Instagram. Oh my gosh, I can't remember its name. But it's adorable and so pretty.
Have you seen that? I think it's a video where they catch the spider under like a Tupperware thing. Mm-hmm. And then all her babies sprout. And it's like, what the fuck do we do now? It's not like you can scoop all that up.
See, I've seen stuff like that happen, not with spiders. One time I saw someone poking around in a hole and it was actually a bunch of harvestmen. Which are another arachnid, except they're not spiders and not venomous. And then all the babies start coming out just swarming.
No thank you.
Yeah.
No thank you at all. But yeah, Elfin Forest is nice. I like to hike there. Mm-hmm. And we've seen gopher snakes and butterflies, mostly.
One time I went to Yosemite, my sister was walking around not barefoot.
I was like,
I'm pretty sure
dumb.
She was wearing sandals. She got bit by a gopher snake.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did she step on it?
I'm pretty sure. It was dark. We were using her phone to like navigate.
Yeah.
Pretty sure she stepped on his like
thing. Because they're not mean.
Yeah, no. And it's like she was freaking out, and then I was yelling at her to turn on her flashlight, shine it on the.
So we could see what kind of snake it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What a mess. Mm-hmm. Anyone in earshot's probably like, what the hell is going on? Also, good job getting bit by a gopher snake. They're not aggressive.
Yeah. So anyway, we went to the tide pools.
Yes.
There were some murder scenes because we saw half of like lobster, crayfish kind of crustaceans. It was just the abdomen left, so you couldn't tell. It was probably just spiny lobsters.
So what do you think murdered them?
I don't know. It could have been like, there's plenty of things that would eat them. Like, we don't get sea otters this far south, so it wouldn't have been them, but probably some kind of octopus, maybe.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. So the carcass just like washed ashore in the tide pool? Mm-hmm. Gross. Okay.
Yeah. And then we saw some anemones, a bunch of crabs. Saw a little tiny fish. It might have been a saltwater catfish, but I couldn't get
close. I love seeing the crabs. Yeah. I haven't gone into a tide pool in forever. Mm-hmm. We should do that as a field trip because that we can do.
Yeah. And then we saw this shrimp-looking thing. It's like, I don't know what that is. It just darted across the water. And I was trying to scurry it out, but it wouldn't come out. And it's like, come out. Just take a bite of my finger. I want mine.
Don't. Stop messing with the wildlife.
I wanted to see it. It's like, I didn't know what it was because it looked like a shrimp, but it couldn't have been a shrimp because the body shape was wrong.
Also,
was
that's
too
a,
long.
That's a great way to handle things. Oh, just bite my finger. That's smart.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway, but that sounds nice. Relaxing by the creek and then going to the tide pools. No sea stars? I can't believe I just said that. I've always referred to them as starfish.
Don't do that.
No, I'm going to because I like it that way.
No, they're sea stars.
Starfish. They're starfish. They're starfish. I had a starfish little clip when I was Ariel in Little Mermaid.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
Yeah, a lot of times when I go to the beach, I'll go. I'm pretty sure people look at me like I'm nuts, but I'll go find like these big bunches of giant kelp on the beach and look for the holdfast to see what I can find. Sometimes I find brittle stars.
The holdfast?
Holdfast looks, it's what most people would call the roots. They don't technically have roots because roots work completely differently.
Okay.
But that's what it looks like. And basically what it does, it hold anchors them to the rock or whatever hard surface it's on.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you look through that, you can find a bunch of stuff like crabs, some kind of gastropods, which are like snails and stuff. I've seen like these tube worms in there occasionally and brittle stars.
All that freaks me out, dude, because I can't tell you how many times I've been at the beach and I've gotten tangled in freaking seaweed.
Yeah.
And then I freak out and I'm like, get it off me. And now I'm more freaked out because that means there's going to be crabs and shit on there that might crawl on me.
I feel like with beaches, we're due for like an apocalypse of jellyfish at some point.
Oh, God.
Because like, I remember when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it's like, I remember there were like weeks of like just swarms of jellyfish coming onto shores. And it's like, they would even close down the beach because of
it. I do remember that happening and people getting stung regularly. And you had to be careful. Yeah. I've only seen them washed up on the shore. And it was like, stay away from it. Don't touch it.
Mm-hmm. And then there's me that just pokes it.
Because you're dumb.
No, because I know which part to touch and not get stung.
Don't poke it. That's just rude. It's very disrespectful.
It's dead.
But I know it's disrespectful to the deceased jellyfish. You want someone poking your corpse?
Yes.
Okay, that's weird.
No, my corpse is going to be put in a little capsule and nourish a tree.
Are you going to do the tree thing? I kind of want to do that.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. I threatened my mom.
Last thing I would want to do is be embalmed because it's like, yes, let's immortalize my body and never let the nutrients be returned back to the earth.
I'd probably do cremation. But most of my family wants to do cremation. I threatened my mom. It was like, if you're not nice to me, I'm in charge of that. And she hates crowds. And I'm like, I will sprinkle. Because people like sprinkle people's ashes places they want to go. And some people sprinkle their ashes at Disneyland, like on their favorite rides. Like Haunted Mansion gets it a lot. And then they literally just go and vacuum it. So they just vacuumed every family member. But things happen.
Like, do they not think that through?
Yeah, they don't. They just, because people like Disneyland, so they're like, you know, that's just one example, but like
one of my friends,
there.
She wants to, I don't know if she still, this is still her idea, but when she dies, she wants to get cremated and then her ashes tossed to the, out on the Great Barrier Reef.
That'd be cool. But yeah, I threatened my mom. I was like, if you are not nice to me, I'm going to take like half your ashes and sprinkle them at Disneyland because it's super crowded and she hates crowds. And I'm like, and then I'm going to sprinkle you on one of the worst freeways. And I was like, oh, what What is one of the worst freeways? I'm like, 405, 91. It's going to be the 91.
If I despise someone, it's like, yeah. I will take your ashes and sprinkle them on a golf course. Because a golf course is the most god-awful thing on earth.
But a lot of people like golf courses.
I don't care. They deserve to burn.
Okay, but well, it's hard to burn those because it's not enough vegetation. But also, and they're well-watered generally.
I just hate them so much.
I know you do hate them, but most people like them is my point. So you're not being mean to the person whose ashes you're spreading on it. That, like, if I hated you, I would do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. But that doesn't work if people like them. Mm. Anyway, but the tree thing is cool. I find that kind of interesting. But then what if, like, someone, like, dogs are going to pee on your tree? And, and then, like, you could get, like, chopped down? That's sad.
Well, those would probably be in protected areas, and then you could be allowed to chop them down.
Also, it's a little creepy. It's like ghost trees. It's a whole forest of ghost trees.
Yeah.
Like, I love it, and it's also terrifying at the same time. Anyway.
I don't think it's terrifying.
Anyway, so that's that. I, as usual...
Like, I can imagine, like, my descendants, like, and here lies your great-great uncle.
Please stop climbing on him. and people, like, carve shit into you? Ugh, it'd be terrible. Anyway. I did not do too many exciting things. I did, however, donate to the Humane Society. And, I did donate to the Humane Society. And it's very different now because of COVID. So right. I started to pull up and I was very confused because they have this, like, stop sign but then cones. And I'm like, how do I even get around this? So I'm like, how do I do this? And then a lady comes up. She's like, oh, what are you here for? Because they're making, just so you know, appointments now to go see.
Yeah, I remember. Me and my sister were like thinking about getting a cat, and then it's like when I went onto the different Humane Society's websites, it was all the more by appointment.
Yep, you have to do appointment. So anyway, so she asked me what I was there for. I'm like, oh, I have donations. And she's like, okay, well, we have a donation table. So like you drive further over and they have just this like tent kind of area. Not a tent, but just those, you know, like, you know, you see them like tailgating and stuff, like mm-hmm. the canopy things. They have those and then two tables. So you just put your stuff there. So I had bought, I usually do donations like at Christmas time, but because we had a good deal going, I got it now. And so I bought like a bunch of dog toys and some dog food, cat food, and like some cat toys and whatever else. Anyway, but I bought two little like trick-or-treating bags. Mm-hmm. And so I put all the toys and stuff in there. So I have my two trick-or-treating bags and then some food and stuff. And one of the bags... My sweet little angel. Ugh. I can't call her that because that's what I called Affy. Anyway, sad times. I had them all in a box. She ate through. It was like a banker box, though. She ate through the side where you put the handle and got to the bag of food. So she actually destroyed one bag of food because she actually broke through it. And then she got to another one that was on the other side, and she broke it, but I don't think it broke the seal. But I told the lady, I was like, I don't think she broke the seal on this one, but obviously if she did, you can toss it. But yeah, that's my little... Oh, and then I got her a whole tub of greenies, and I put them on the coffee table because it's a tub, so it's not a little plastic bag. Not plastic, but you know, those, like, bags of treats. Come out later. Tub's tipped over. Greenies all over the place.
Oh, my god.
Teeth marks all on this tub. So now I have to put the tub inside the airtight food container that I put all her other treats in that she can't break into. Anyway, she's a little food monster. But yeah, so I donated. So you just drop your stuff off and then you leave. So there are a bunch of things. And then they had a wish list of things that they want. So I was like, oh, this is good to know. I wish I had known that before. I mean, most stuff I got and I donated was stuff they wanted anyway. But yeah, so they have things that they want. So you can know what to give them. But it's just really weird. And then it was so cute because as I was getting ready to leave, one of the volunteers was walking like a pity mix. And he had his stuffed toy in his mouth. Aww. And I just heard the other, I think it was the lady who you know, greeted me when I came in. And she was like, oh, did he bring his toy with him? She's like, yeah, and he's just walking with his toy. And he just loves it so much. And you've seen the picture, right, of that one, like, I feel like it's like a cane corso. Mm. And he has, what is his toy? It's some silly stuffed animal toy. And it's like, he looks like such a big, bad dog, but he's got his, like, toy. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, no matter how tough you are, you need your toy. I'm going to find that picture to show you. It's so cute. Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. So, the Humane Society is very different right now. But, yeah, that was my exciting time. I did my donations for the year and donating to the Humane Society. So, they're getting full again. Oh. And we have kittens again for adoption. Yeah.
It's fall.
I know. Also, I don't know why they have a black kitten for adoption right now. Obviously, I'm sure they're not going to adopt it out for a while. But, but yeah, I'm like, you shouldn't have the little black kitties out now because people are assholes. And black kitties are the best. I love having black cats. I love black cats. They're just little mini panthers.
One of my first cats was a black cat.
Yeah, they're great.
I named it Kitten.
Kitten. That's all right.
That was such a stupid kid, man.
We all do stupid things. I know cats named Kitty, Gatto. We named ours Gatto. They actually, I think they called him Gatto Negro because he's a black cat.
Yeah, but then you look up like zoo animals. A lot of times they like...
Kathy for a tiger.
That's the benefits of a donor state. But like, they're like, a lot of the names will be like whatever animal they are in this native language of where they're from.
Well, they had Tembo at the zoo. That's just elephant in Swahili. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Laziness. How dare they be lazy? I constantly think of names.
I usually
do
like my friend has already established she will name my kids and dress them. Apparently, I can't be trusted.
No, would your partner be trusted though?
I don't know.
I mean, it's not her decision. It's the two of your decision that you're probably not going to have children that you need to have because you want to get pets that you're going to have to leave to people.
Yeah, it's like I'll probably just end up marrying my career and it's like not having any
marrying
pets.
Marrying your career.
Yes, and not have any more pets when I get older.
That'd be so sad.
Like, I don't know. It's like I think about like pets. Looking at my studies and then it's like my pets and it's like, what am I doing to myself?
What do you mean? What are you doing to yourself?
Like I was like getting swamped with like. Working on my studies and then taking care of my pets.
Yeah, it's
and then my
pets
are doing stupid stuff that's driving. Like, my turtle has gotten in the habit of, like, I give him plenty of food.
Mm-hmm.
Then he decides he wants to try to tear apart a rock in his tank.
Whoa.
And then sometimes he will swim in it and jam it against the glass.
Are you sure he's trying to tear apart a rock or you think he's trying to escape, man?
I don't know.
Maybe he saw Finding Nemo and he's like, I'm out of here. You've pissed him off. He wants freedom.
Who knows? But yeah. He drives... Especially when I'm trying to, like, take an exam online. I actually had a mental break.
Banging against the glass while you're trying to... Ugh.
Yeah, or, like, when I'm trying to talk to people in webinars, and it's like, will you stop it? I actually had a internet crash while I was taking a quiz once.
Nice!
Yep. My first mental breakdown of the quarter.
The first one.
Yes.
See, I wasn't a STEM student, but I did before. I had semesters where I had about half of my classes online, and then I had a period, I think I said that before, where my internet went out, and they didn't give me a discount. It was out for over 2 weeks. I'm like, so this is half a month out, and I have a lot of online class. I had to go to the library and do stuff there, which is just not as, it's not as convenient, it's not as good, and I was just like, oh, this is so frustrating. But anyway, that's student life.
And I'm assuming back then you didn't have, like, the rent-out laptops or anything like that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, we have, like, these laptops you can rent out, and now they have a program where you can rent out computers for the quarter
from the
school.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't... I mean, my computer was fine. It was just the internet was down.
Yeah, and then they have another thing for internet access.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But,
like,
yeah,
sometimes you're like, should I have done that? Because my internet... Thing is, for most things, my internet's fine. It's just went on Zoom now.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It says unstable connection. It's like, what happened? This used to never be a problem, and it lags. And it's like, thank goodness these lectures are recorded.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, my stuff wasn't that bad. It's just more annoying because, like, if you're not at your own computer, you don't have your own documents. You don't have any of that stuff, access to that. This is really frustrating. Plus, like, you have to be on headphones the whole time because you don't want to be annoying all the people around you, and it's just... And it's you're there for hours, so you want to, like, have a drink or get some food.
Oh, my gosh. Wednesday's my longest day. It's, like, I'm on the computer for, like, 8+ hours.
That's awful.
Yeah.
I did have one semester where I had three-hour classes in one day. It was rough.
Yeah, that's a good thing about the UC system because of our quarter system. It's, like, usually the longest classes, except for the labs, it's, like, an hour and a half.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because, like, I think that I did that math right because you'll ever have... 50-minute classes 3 times a week or 1.5-hour classes 2x a week.
Ah, okay.
Yep.
That's not too bad. Anyway, we have rabbit trailed, as per usual.
Yes.
On to school stuff. But it is somewhat pertinent. Anyway, We also wanted to update folks on the goings on. Do you remember? I'll let Casey go over it. But we do have our Patreon, and we have added some new things to it. So Casey, tell us about that.
Yes. So some reforms for Patreon is there are now going to be four tiers. Tier one basically remains the same. You'll get the bonus animal once a month, and you'll get the bonus content for Patreon subscribers. And then for tier two, you will get access to a poll, which you get to have input on which will be one of the animal of the weeks for the next month.
Yep.
You will get the monthly quiz, as well as fan requests. You get to request questions that will be answered in frequently FAQ recordings or video, but those will only be on Patreon.
Yes.
Yep. And then in tier three, you get to ask questions or submit a joke to be read on an episode with name recognition if you want it.
Please submit jokes. I want to see.
Yeah, Allie's losing her touch.
Wow. Rude. Obviously, I went with the best ones first.
Yeah. You will also get access to printouts and brochures on pet advice or other animal-related topics.
Yes.
And you will get a name shout-out at the end of each episode you are an active patron. And then for the final tier, you will get access to zoo video tours, as well as access to animal and biology-themed videos of me showing different aspects of my studies. And you will get a personalized thank you card if you provide us with your shipping address.
Yes. So please support us if you can. No worries if you cannot. But if you can, we would greatly appreciate it. Like we've said, we want to grow our little podcast. We want to do field trips, and we want to eventually maybe do like a live show or have merch and everything, because animal merch is the best. Animal-related merch is the best, because animals are the best.
Makes up 70% of my wardrobe.
Mine's not that high, but I do have a lot. that's funny, though. That makes sense for you. And also, always follow us on Twitter at AnimalAddictsP on the Twitters.
We should have just done AnimalAddicts.
Whatever. I don't know if it was even available. And then on Instagram, it's Animal Addicts Podcast. Also, Twitter is where I'm more able to link articles. So if you're just following on Instagram, maybe consider doing Twitter, because it's kind of hard to link articles to Instagram. It's kind of impossible. So, yeah, so check those out. And also, please tell us. We want to hear more from you. What are your battle beasts? What are the spookiest beasts? What are your thoughts? We need to know still, is the great white shark more of a bad reputation, or is the wolf more of a bad reputation? We want to know.
Set up a poll on Instagram for that.
We do. We need to set up these things. We should just set up a poll. But anyway, yeah, let us know. You can always just comment things.
Especially if you agree with me.
Okay, whatever.
Because I am right.
No.
Yes.
No. Wow, okay. Who's better, Casey or Allie? Let's just throw that out there. I'm just kidding.
Your mom said she prefers hearing me.
My mom said she wanted to hear more of you, not that she prefers hearing you. Wow.
I think they're synonymous, but whatever.
Is it bad? I saw a post from my dad like last week, and it was like, what was it? It was like, when someone asked you who your favorite child is, I didn't realize you were supposed to pick your own, one of your own. And I'm like, I'm your only child. It's not even picking between siblings. Anyway, it cracked me up.
I can pick between siblings. It's no problem.
Yeah, but they're not your children. They're your siblings, so that's easier. I feel like most people with multiple children, you have a favorite, don't you? Let's be real. You do. Anyway. Also, I was a little angel child. So.
I was a demon.
Yeah, I believe it. I was an angel. Apparently, I started sleeping through the night like a few days in. So my parents didn't have the whole struggle of not getting to sleep.
Yeah, the thing I was known for was when I was a wee little baby, my mom would give me a bath in the sink.
Yeah.
And then I would, when she got a phone call or got busy with something else, I would climb out and then walk outside the house.
Did you roll in the dirt then?
No, I would just wander. One time I was gone for a while, and this was eventually a little, one of the neighborhood kids that they knew was walking me back.
Oh my gosh. Like, there's your free-range child.
Yeah.
Back in the day when we could do that, right?
Yeah, back in the day.
We didn't really have worries about, like, people taking kids, but you could get picked off by an animal or just get bit by a snake because you're stupid. Because we're all stupid as kids. Anyway, we've digressed again. But please, we want to hear from you. And especially let us know how you're doing on our challenges. I mean, last week you had to have done better than us because that was terrible. So, and if there's anything that you want to hear more of, let us know. We want to do, don't start with that, Casey. Don't freaking start with that. Now you're going to pass it to me. Oh my gosh. I felt more rested this time, man. We got to keep it together. Okay. So yes, but please, we want to hear from you. We want to know what you think about all the animals and things we discuss. So let's chat it up, y'all. Wow. Okay. Anyway. But maybe we should probably move on to things that we should discuss that are animals, because nope, we're on a tangent again. Yep. All right, go for it, Casey.
Okay, so I found an article.
Yeah.
So, Conservation Bridge of Hope for World's Rarest Primate.
Okay, so this sounds good, because usually you're depressing. So I like where this is going.
Yes. So there is a species of gibbon, called the Hymen gibbon, Nomascus hymenus. Hymenanus.
Wow.
And it lives on the Hainan Island south of China.
Okay. I've never heard of that before, but there you go.
Yes. This is the most critically endangered species of primate on Earth.
Wow.
Yes, there are only 30 individuals left.
Holy snap.
Yep. And the biggest threat it is facing right now is deforestation, and its habitat is becoming increasingly fragmented.
Okay, yeah, that's problematic.
Yeah. So, conservation scientists from the Kaduri Farm and Botanic Garden in Hong Kong have made rope bridges to build corridors between the fragmented forests.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. And they have observed multiple gibbons becoming accustomed to using these rope bridges.
Hmm.
Yep. And these bridges will actually act as a lifeline while the forest takes time to recover. And rope bridges like these have been observed by other primates like orangutans. Okay, I need to go on one tangent. Do you say orangutans or orangutans?
I say orangutan.
Okay. My sister has always said orangutans, and she was like, does anyone actually say orangutan?
Yes, I say orangutan. Yeah. And also I don't say orangu, I'm just like orangutan.
Yeah.
Anyway, which is right.
Yeah, there's no G at the end.
Okay.
And she's positive that she's always...
I think they used to have, like, Tang commercials with orangutans. Now I'm saying orangutan because I said Tang. Orangutan.
Orangutan.
I don't say orangutan. That's weird. I just say orangutan.
Orangutan.
Anyway, move on.
But yeah, orangutans have been observed using these. But this is the first time it has been observed being the Hainan gibbon being using these rope bridges.
Okay.
And like I said, the main thing that will help this species is reforestation, which can take a while because trees
How dare grow slowly. You. What was that? Trees grow slowly?
Yes, trees will grow slowly. So these rope bridges can help increase the populations by allowing them to safely go between their fragmented habitat while the forest is... being expanded once again.
Okay.
Yeah, and that is the article I read.
Okay. Anyway, I wanted to bring up, because I was just curious, since it is Halloween time, woo, and dressing up is fun, I was curious to know, because I have a feeling that Casey probably did more of it than I did, what animals you have dressed up as in the past. I mostly did, like, the Disney princess, or I was, like, Robin Hood and stuff like that. But I've also, one year, I forget what options my mom gave me, but I legit chose a pink elephant. I chose to be an elephant. And I have professional pictures of me as an elephant. It's great. So I did an elephant, and then I did, what else did I do? I feel like one year I did a penguin, but I can't 100% remember that one. So I might be lying to you on that one. But I also had a year where I was at work and I didn't get to do anything for Halloween. So I actually had like a little koala headband with little koala ears and stuff. So I was sort of a koala.
Yeah, I think when I was working, I worked like every Halloween. I was always mad about
Yeah, it's lame.
Yep. I mean, they wouldn't let me come in my zombie getup.
No, you're not allowed to do that.
That's terrifying.
It is terrifying. It is terrifying. Also, one Halloween, not totally animal related, but kind of. I was in middle school and I dressed as Marilyn Monroe. I didn't do a wig. I just had my brown hair still, but I had it like curled. But I was in a full like Marilyn Monroe style dress. I mean, not like inappropriate, obviously, but like, and I had a black boa and stuff, not a snake, like a boa, feathery boa. And in our one class, we had to do our presentations on like whatever freaking topic we chose. But I chose tigers because, of course, I love tigers. You didn't have to do animals, but that's where I went. So I literally had to give a like a serious speech about tigers in a Marilyn Monroe getup. It was ridiculous. Anyway, but what are your animal costumes? What have you been?
So I think my very first costume ever was a lion.
That's adorable.
Yes.
Like when you were an infant?
Yes,
infant. Oh my God, how cute.
I'm pretty sure it was a lion.
Please find pictures of this.
I will try.
Okay.
And I remember there was a time when I finally started learning about marine mammals, like seals, sea lions, walruses, stuff like that. I was really into sea lions, so I made my mom get me a sea lion costume for Halloween.
Which I'm sure did not exist.
It did not exist back then. I still don't. I'm pretty sure it doesn't exist
now.
I feel
like no, probably not.
Yeah. So my mom made a sea lion costume for me. And I am pretty sure nobody knew what I was when I went trick-or-treating
I really night. Want a picture of that one.
Yeah, I'll have to find it.
Yeah, please do.
Yep. Then I was a dinosaur one year.
That's awesome.
That was a recurring costume for a while. Okay. I wore that for several Halloweens. And like it had like little things I could stuff my hands into so I could have the three little dinosaur
little, like,
hands.
Yeah, the little fingery things.
Yeah.
Were you a T-Rex?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know what I was supposed to be because I had three fingers, but it kind of looked like a T-Rex, except it was longer. I don't know what it was supposed to be.
Okay.
Yeah. So I wore that a couple of years, and I used to be really into polar bears, so I made my mom get me a polar bear costume.
Yeah.
Which is very hard to find.
I feel like you could easily find that now, though.
Yeah, nowadays probably easily. But back then, my mom had to scour the internet to find one. And she got one, I think, on eBay.
Okay.
And the funny thing about it is it was an inflatable costume with a little motor thing to blow it up.
Okay, to blow it up. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there was a little button you press. It turned on.
To
and then
inflate it.
It inflates. Yeah.
I would have purposely run into everything I could have to try to bounce off and stuff.
Yeah. I think it was also a size small, a bit too small for me, so you could see my legs, and it was supposed to go all the way to your ankles.
To your feet, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, and I wore that a couple of years, too.
I want pictures of all of these, Casey.
Yeah, I need to find them.
We should do, like, the 7 days of Halloween and all Casey pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, then after that, I got into my horror phase, and then I was a vampire. Oh, I remember one night I was Dracula and went trick-or-treating, went to this one house. They were all vampires. It was awesome.
You're like, yes.
But it's like, I wish I could transfer my personality now to people back then, because I feel like now I'm a bit more outgoing and personal, and it's like back then it's like I just kept quiet when I encountered people.
Yeah, that's how most of us, I mean, that's how I am. I'm kind of an introvert for the most part.
Yeah.
I'm an extroverted introvert? No, I'm an introverted extrovert. I think it's the second. I think that's what I am.
I don't know.
Also, I'm, well, on behalf of my parents, I'm jealous because you said early on that your mom scoured the internet. Think back to a time, Casey, where the internet did not yet exist, at least not for most people. And we're not even talking the AOL dial-up. We're talking pre-AOL dial-up. That was not an option. My mom can sew those, so she pretty much always made my costumes. Yeah. But you can't just go look on the internet to find things. You have, like, stores with costumes, or you make shit. Like, those are your options. But yeah, I'm going to have to see if I was any other animals.
Spoiled.
That's what every generation says about everyone.
I know, but they are mainly for Halloween.
For everything. Oh my gosh, speaking of costumes, I go to Disney, and you go to, like, the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, and they have all the princess dresses. And I'm like, this is a good thing these didn't exist when I was a child, because I would have, only child, but I was spoiled when I was a kid. I'm still kind of spoiled, but whatever. I would, like, every time we go, I want a new one. I'd be like, I'm going to be Jasmine today. I'm going to be Belle. And that would be impossible for my parents.
Yeah.
Because I'd always want a new dress. And those things are like $100. Anyway, I digress.
Dude, I was listening to a radio station one day, and it's like, they were talking about, like, how for certain costumes, It's actually cheaper to go buy one in the store than it is to make your own.
That's a lot of things, because I do costuming stuff. I don't do cosplay because I'm not that cool yet, but like a lot of costuming stuff, legitimately.
Yeah.
Like I purchased one big spend I did is I bought one of the Harry Potter robes at Universal because I was looking at it and I'm like, the amount of money I would spend in material plus the having to put it together, and I would definitely fuck it up and I'd have to fix shit. I'm like, it's probably just cheaper. Plus the time of putting it together. I'm like, it's just better to buy it like this.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just want to make things anyway.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it's not cheaper.
Yeah.
Or it's like almost the same, and it's like the convenience of not having to make it better.
Yeah. It's like, I remember I really wanted one of the things I really wanted from Universal is when we went to Harry Potter World, and I wanted a magic wand.
Oh, I bought that. I have two.
I have two wands. They're not from
Universal.
No, we went to, I believe it's called Medieval Times, which is this little fair thing.
And yes, like Medieval Times. People know what Medieval Times is, yes.
I don't know. It's like, I'm in like weird animal stuff, so like we have our own little community stuff that a lot of people don't know about. So like, I don't know if that's how it applies.
Medieval Times is very, very mainstream.
Well, I'm an uncultured swine.
I guess. I have a friend who's a knight at Medieval Times.
Oh, nice.
I know, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
And I got my wands from there. And one's like, has a little button for the light.
That's fun.
Yeah. I think I prefer the ones that don't have that because they have a bit more weight to it, and I think the style's cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought all these things as a full-fledged adult.
Oh.
Yes?
And, like, some people, it's like, they go, have too much money, don't know what to do with. Like, they're, like, companies that will do custom-made costumes for you.
Oh,
for,
yeah.
Like, whatever you want. And it's like $3,000. It's like, who has that much money to spend on Halloween?
People.
I wish I
it's
had
It's not just
much.
Halloween, though, but it's also, like, cosplay for, like, stuff. Because there's a lot of, like, Etsy shops and things, because I look at a lot of Disney princess stuff, and I look at a lot of, like, other character-y things. And not necessarily Disney princess, but like Disney-esque stuff. And like $300 is your cheap round for things. But a lot of that material is really expensive.
Yeah.
So you can easily hit over $100 in material alone. Then you have to put all that together. And if you screw it up, guess what? You're going to buy a whole new batch of that, and it's awful. And it's just a pain in the butt. Like, my mom used to make all my costumes for shows too, and I feel so bad for her now because of what I put her through. And then she made my prom dress, but I like combined patterns because I didn't just like the one pattern, so she had to figure out how to do that. Anyway, my poor mother. Also I almost forgot, we used to dress the dogs up too. I think we dressed one as a dinosaur. He was either a dinosaur or a lizard, because I'm gonna have to try to find that, but it was like scaly things. I mean, we didn't really, they were like lab shepherd mixes, so we just like, it was like a little headpiece, which they hated, of course, and had to come off almost immediately, but then like a almost like a cape essentially over them. But they were so cute. Oh my gosh, I don't know if you've seen in the shops now. I love this. I don't know why this hasn't existed forever. They have trick-or-treat bags for dogs. So they're like little mini things of milk bones. So like if a family comes to have their dog, you can hand out treats for the dog. And it's like closed, so you're not handing them just like a dry biscuit that you've touched, right? Because especially right now. I was like, oh my gosh, it's the best thing ever. I don't know why that hasn't existed already. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so.
One thing I've always been envious, well, not always because relatively newish, because obviously YouTube hasn't been around forever. I've seen like these videos of like people doing their own like Halloween makeup, and it's like you don't even need a costume because like your makeup is basically just your costume. It's like, why can't I be this artistically gifted?
But you still have to have something to go with it, unless you're doing a full body makeup, which would be impossible. And then you'd be naked. Which those like really amazingly skilled people are cool, but like
some of them are like, it's a very minimalistic costume because they do so well
with their makeup. Oh yeah, you can do that if you do if you do things like that. But yeah, there's some definitely minimalistic costumes you can do. But and also when we dress the dogs up, that was far before, like, dogs have so many things to wear now. Our dogs would murder us if we ever tried to put them on that. I got some that were like, I think I got like a Cinderella type dress, and I got like a Wonder Woman one, I think, or like a Supergirl. And we tried putting it on my one cat, and it'd only be on her long enough to take the picture, and she wanted to murder us the entire time. I'm like, I know you're not going to keep this on, but I just want to see this on you.
Now I'm thinking about all those little front costumes for cats and dogs where it's like the little cowboy with the gun.
I love those. And like their little hands are moving when they walk. They're so cute. I love the ones where it's like the dog is like a horse and there's a cowboy riding them. Yeah. So cute. But anyway. But yeah, so also just out of curiosity, not animal related, but I just want to know, what's your favorite Halloween candy? Like, what was the one you were, you know how you trade Halloween candy? Like, I'll give you three of these for one of these.
I think what I always wanted was Reese's or Butterfingers.
Oh, gross.
But Reese's probably all the way. Reese's more.
I think Reese's and like Hershey's. Mm-hmm. But Reese's were my main one. Reese's. Those are the classic. You got to get those for Halloween. Also, they're like naturally Halloween colors. They're orange and black. Yes. I mean, like wrapper.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so Halloween is pretty awesome. I remember
you always had that one house that would give you out like crackers on Halloween.
Or the healthy stuff. We had one. I was out in the boonies, right? So you basically had to drive to do it. But there were some neighbors. There was one lady up at my friend's house. It was like going to a gas station. She had the full-size bars. And she just had this big old table. You came in the house and you could pick more than one. And it was a full-size candy bar. And she had a full layout of everything. And I was like, what? That lady must have had, I mean, that was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars in candy.
One thing I would love to be able to do when I have my own place and could afford is, like, have this own little small haunted house maze.
That'd be fun.
For, like, people to come through, get spooked, and at the end, that's the candy. I love those kinds of
houses. Those things are just, I know, I want my own place to do, like, a whole, because Halloween's my favorite. Yeah, it's my absolute, and I have someone near where I live. I want to be their friend. Mm-hmm. Every year, they build, I don't know if they're doing concerts or what, but they build a stage of some sort, and it's been, like, castles with, like, bars. One year, they built a pirate ship. And we're not talking a little pirate ship. Like, multiple people can fit on this pirate ship. I was like, my what? Gosh. And they just, like, destroy it at the end of the year. But literally, they'll build, like, a stage. Like, they had one time it was Wicked themed. Mm-hmm. And this year, I don't know what they're doing this year. It's kind of weird. But, like, they had a literally, I think a pirate ship was my favorite. So every time it's, like, Halloween time, I'm always, like, looking at their house. And I'm, like, I've literally parked at one of the, like, shopping centers nearby. It's not super nearby. But I'm, like, I'm just going to do it so I can walk over there and stare at their stuff.
Yeah. And I've been to, like, maybe one or two Halloween parties in my life. And it's, like, how am I not invited more Halloween parties? Like,
they are the
all
best.
My friends, our favorite holiday is, like, Halloween. And it's, like, we need to have, like, Halloween parties. We can't right now, obviously.
No, it's like, it sucks. And it's the worst because Halloween's on a Saturday and an extra hour.
And it's a full moon.
And a full moon. This would have been the best Halloween. Mm-hmm. And I think Cinco de Mayo was on a Taco Tuesday. This year was set up. Do you not remember seeing that? This year was set up to be so perfect.
I think I do. I was like, I remember the memes.
It was like, oh, it's perfect. And we were all excited. And then everything went to hell.
Yeah.
So, anyway. That's the real spooky thing. Not believing in science. That's the real terror.
Yes.
Anyway.
Be a STEM major. We're fun people.
No, don't be. I mean, you can be a STEM major, but no, arts are awesome. Although we're so fucked right now. Oh, man. I'm happy that's not how I was making my money because, woo, there's no work.
Dude, labs just suck right now. Lab courses.
Yeah. Well, but arts, you literally have no art.
I feel bad for one of my GAs because it's like paleontology, so he has to try to show the fossils on the Zoom camera.
Ugh, what a nightmare.
And he works so hard. It's like he's also starting to make, like, files of, like, a whole bunch of pictures.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be
and
the best
thing.
And
then there's still other students who's like, I want to yell at them because, like, they're not being as appreciative as I should for all the work they're doing.
But that's also young students are generally like
it's
that.
Like, that's the thing. Is like, I've spent so much time at my JC as, like, I realized, like, I am not the average college student. I'm old.
Yeah, I was very old when I went to my transfer to university. Mm-hmm. So that's how they are. Yeah. Also, where I went to my university was very entitled people anyway, in general. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't why I went there. But anyway. But yeah, we should probably move on into our animals, into our picks of the week. And Casey came up with this week. And tell us, I think, again, brilliant choice for Halloween themed.
Because it is the spookiest time of the year.
The spooky spookies.
We go with our spookiest of critters.
Like, literally what scares us.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if yours scares you, but, like, mine I've already
discussed. It's the thing that gives me heebie-jeebies most.
Yeah, you get the heebie-jeebies. I don't want to run into this. Yep, go for it.
All right, so I still love these animals, but would never try to hold one if I found one.
No.
Yes. And I picked the Amazonian giant centipede.
Don't like it.
Yeah. It is Scolopendra gigantea. Now, first, I'm going to go into different streets, centipedes and millipedes, because they may help you avoid a bad encounter.
Okay.
So, centipedes will have one leg per body segment, and they are dorsal ventrally flattened. Dorso means the top of your body. Ventrally means stomach area, basically.
Okay.
So kind of like a pancake.
Okay.
Yeah. And they are predators. Whereas millipedes have two legs per body segment. And they are not flattened. They are thicker, kind of domish shape.
Rounder, yeah.
Yeah. And they are detritivores, which means they eat dead stuff.
How many body segments do they have?
It varies from species to species, but this species, I believe it's like 20 to 23 body segments.
Gross. Okay, continue.
Yeah. So, and of course, the bigger the centipede, I would say probably more terrifying to try to pick it up.
Why would you try to pick that up?
I try to pick up the crawlies I find.
Oh, God,
like when I went with my friends to Elfin Forest and I found the jumping spider, I scooted it onto my hand.
Why would you do that? The spider didn't want to be picked up.
Yeah, but it didn't belong on the shirt. And I didn't want her actually getting
squished. Oh, okay, that's fine.
Yeah. And, yeah, these guys can get up to 12 inches long.
No, thank you.
Yeah. And the thing with these guys is, like, they can move quick. They're, like, zooming across.
Okay.
They do zoomies, except terrifying zoomies.
Yeah, no, I don't like it.
And it's like, if you touch them at the wrong end, also sometimes you can't tell which end you're looking at, because their antennae match this back pair of, I can't even remember, they're not legs, I think they're called cerci. It's the official name, and they look like the antenna to try to trick you on which part's the head. And so if you were to go after that part, it will go a 180 on you and can catch you that way.
Don't like it.
Yep. And these guys can live up to 10 years. And they have simple eyes, so they can't see particularly well. So rely on chemoreception more to navigate.
Which we learned on the last episode, right?
Yes.
Chemoreception is smell.
Yep.
Look at us learning things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at me learning things, I guess.
Yes. And another key characteristic that is different between centipedes and millipedes is centipedes are venomous, while millipedes are poisonous.
And the difference is?
Venomous, it bites you and you die. Poisonous, you bite it and you die.
Oh, okay, great. Do you just have to bite it or do you have to fully ingest it?
You have to ingest it.
Okay.
Although there's some that are so incredibly toxic, if they release it, it can, like some species of poison dart frog, it can just secrete off your skin and get into your bloodstream through skin contact.
Gross. Okay.
Yeah. And how they deliver venom is actually cool, because most are like modified mouth parts. These guys, it's actually their first pair of legs are modified to deliver venom.
I don't like that.
It's awesome, though.
It's not. But, it's a deadly hug.
Yeah. Exactly. Just. Yeah. And they have a name. They're called toxicognaths.
Say that again.
Toxicognaths.
Toxicognaths?
Toxicognaths.
Toxicognaths. Nope.
Toxicognaths.
Toxicognaths.
Yes.
Okay. That's confusing, but continue.
Yeah. But to leave on a positive note, they do have a positive impact on humans because they do help keep the population of several pest insects in check.
Okay.
And they have not been assessed by the IUCN Red List.
Okay.
But I do know some people try to keep them as pets.
I think this is only the second animal that we have that has not been assessed, right, then? Because that was one of
the
questions on a quiz, and I got it wrong.
Yeah.
And it was the green anaconda, I remember it now. I'm pretty sure, again, growing up in the boonies. So one thing we used to do, the good thing about growing up in the boonies, is that you have a really good view of the stars at night.
Mm-hmm.
So we would do, like, the Perseid meteor showers at our house and everything. And we were outside. I'm pretty sure it was one of those. We're probably looking up at the sky, and our dog was next to us. And I, like, went to pet her, and I felt something on her, and I, like, kind of kicked it off. And then I got a flashlight and shone it down, and I'm pretty sure it was millipede. It was gross.
Or centipede.
I think it was more round.
Okay.
I think it was more round. Based on the feeling, I think it was more round. Yeah. But it was crawling on my dog. It's so gross. And then I saw it, and like, usually I don't get grossed out by bugs that much, but I was like, that's disgusting.
That reminds me of how there's, I believe it's red leaf lemurs. They will actually get high off of millipedes.
They're like us. They find a reason.
Yeah. Also, it's funny as like, I can't remember if I already said this on recording or beforehand, but my entomology class, we're talking about relatives of insects. One of them is the myriapods, which is millipedes, centipedes, and their relatives. And he showed us a picture of a house centipede, And he's like talking about how you'll find these like in your house a couple times a year. He finds them in his house. And then he was like surprised. He's like, none of you guys have seen this in your house? And it's like, no, I've seen these in arboretum, but not in your my house. And then he's like, well, I guess my house is like an arboretum then.
That would be nice if your house was like an arboretum.
Made me is like, are your floors lined with dirt? Instead of furniture, do you have trees and shrubs?
Trees and shrubs? That sounds kind of nice. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. All right. Well, my creepy crawly, creepy swimmy, is something that I've kind of gotten into before.
Yeah.
Because it freaks me out and it's not okay. And I started looking into creepy animals and I was like, what am I doing? Obviously, there's a very clear choice here for me. This is my stuff of nightmares. So I initially just said sea snakes, like the snakes that swim. But we had to narrow that down. So I went with the banded sea crate. And they basically look like they're, at least in the pictures, they basically just look like black and white. Are these ones with the yellow at the end? Two species are very similar, and one has like this yellow bit at the end, and then one doesn't on their nose. But anyway. So their scientific name for the banded sea crate is Laticada? Codwa? Nope, that's not it. Laticada. Yep. Calabrina. Something like that. And they live in coral reefs and rock shore. Rocky shore habitats. and warmer areas of like the Indian Ocean and Western Pacific Ocean. They prey on fish. But they specialize in hunting eels. Another terrifying thing about them. I don't want things that are hunting eels. Also, when I was looking at creepy animals, they were like, eels. And I'm like, eels don't really creep me out that much. Their jaws are kind of intense.
Yes.
But, like, still.
Not the ones here, but back here.
Okay, don't even start. Okay, I'm sticking with my swimming fish. My
Can
swimming
I say
snake.
Real quick?
Fine, what?
Okay, so they have a second set of jaws.
Yeah.
That rest back in their esophagus. So when they bite something.
Uh-huh.
The second set of jaws springs forward, grabs the prey, and starts pulling it back to the esophagus.
Don't like that. Don't like it.
That's moray eels. I'm pretty sure that's not all eels.
Anyway, maybe I don't feel as bad about these sea snakes preying on them now. But anyway, so these sea snakes eat eels, and that's all kinds of creepy. Could you imagine coming across a snake eating an eel? That's just all kinds of terrifying.
Well,
anyway.
I've seen king cobras. Documentaries and they eat other snakes.
Yeah, other snakes. I've seen that a lot, like snakes eating other snakes. But this is in the water, Casey. It's wrong. Okay. They are sexually dimorphic. Males are usually about 30 inches long, while the females get up to about 50 inches long. And these guys can hold their breath for 15 to 30 minutes, which is creepy. They spend this specific one, they spend more time on land than most of the other species of sea snakes, so they are kind of more likely to run into humans because of that, because you can run into them. They also have their tail is flattened kind of like a paddle, so they are they can swim better, obviously. And one lung, this freaks me out, is modified to act like a fish's swim bladder to help them with swimming as well. So they're very much designed to be in the water, even though that's all kinds of wrong. One of the reasons they would come on land, after mating, the females come on land to lay eggs, similar to sea turtles. Nowhere near as cute, though. Love the sea turtles. Not so big on the sea snakes. They are listed as least concern on the IUCN Red List. Their population is currently listed as stable. This is something more terrifying about these. There is some good news I will share with you at the end that made me feel a little bit better. But these guys, on occasion, will actually make little hunting parties, so you will have a group of sea snakes attacking something. Terrifying. I don't want to be out in the water, and then there's like 10 fucking sea snakes next to me that are fast, and I don't like it. It's awful. Awful, awful, awful. And before I get into this, I guess, they're also super duper 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 venomous. Like, real bad. Their venom, they have neurotoxin, and it is 10 times more powerful than that of a rattlesnake. So they are swimming sea monsters that can hunt in groups, and their toxin is worse than a rattlesnake. But on the plus side, and this is one thing that makes me feel a little bit better, is that they're actually very docile. and they're extremely unlikely to bite a person even when they're provoked. So you have to pretty much really piss them off for them to actually bite you. And a lot of these snakes, if they do bite, will actually do dry bites because they don't want to waste their venom. So at least if you do get bit, most likely they're not going to actually envenomate you. So that's good. However, potentially it's an absolute nightmare. I mean, if I was going to make a sea horror movie, it's going to be a bunch of snakes. Snakes on...
A plane.
I know, on a plane, but what would you do underwater?
Snakes on a submarine.
Snakes on a sub or plane. Snakes underwater. Anyway, it's terrifying. They're really creepy. But they are kind of pretty. But again, shouldn't be in the water. Don't like it. And really venomous.
Actually a species of octopus.
Yeah.
That it's called a mimic octopus. And one of the things it will mimic is a banded sea snake.
Really?
Yes, it will hide in a little burrow and then stick out two arms, stretch them out,
and change
the color to black and white bands to resemble a sea snake.
Is that to ward off predators? Be like, don't mess with me? That makes sense. So maybe you're seeing an octopus if you're seeing a sea snake. But but yeah, I feel like these are the ones, I feel like I've seen them on like an episode of Survivor or something. So I feel like this is how I first discovered this, and then this is how I first discovered sea snakes, this, and then it was... this year? I feel like everything has to be 2020 because it's just the year of crazy. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it was this year. Where the yellow-bellied ones, they're usually down in Mexico, I think. Or are they north? I forget where they are. But they actually came on shore in California, and they're very venomous. So anyway. Creepy. So yeah. So sea snakes. The banded sea crate is my creepy animal. And Casey's creepy animal was the...
Amazonian giant centipede.
They're both bad. I mean, they're not bad, but like...
I don't know why.
I don't know. It's all creepy. Anyway, but without further ado, you guys, we have mostly had kind of creepy, not so cuddly animals pretty much this entire time, right? Yeah. What have our animals been?
Let's see.
We had... who was before the angel shark?
The very first was the Boops Boops.
Okay, so those aren't bad. They're just...
then the...
Boops Boops angel shark.
Angel shark.
Angler.
Angler. Then giant isopod.
Yeah. And now we have our animal of the week is...
the leatherback sea turtle.
The leatherback sea turtle. I'm so excited. When we were picking animals, I was like, we have to do a sea turtle. They're my favorite.
Yes. And this is my favorite, both turtle and sea turtle.
I probably agree with that, but continue. Yep.
So these guys come from the order Testudines,
okay,
which is tortoises and their aquatic turtle relatives.
Okay.
And they come from the family... Dermochelidae.
Yep, okay.
Yes, they are the only members of that family that are around today.
These guys are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. All other representatives are extinct.
Representatives.
Yep, that's okay. A scientific term for you. Not...
what? I'm sorry.
Yep. And the genus name is Dermochelys.
That's it?
Genus? Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, you got mad at me on that one. Okay.
Species is Dermochelys coriacea.
Coriacea?
Coriacea.
Okay.
Yep, that's the specific epithet.
Hmm. All these terms.
Yes, because species is binomial. It has two names.
Yeah, it is. Continue, sir. All
right, so these guys are found in all the world's oceans except for the Arctic and Antarctic oceans.
Yeah, it'd be way too cold.
They live in tropical and temperate waters, but sometimes will go into the subpolar regions.
That's crazy to me.
Yep. And it has one of the widest distributions among vertebrates and has the widest global distribution of any reptile.
Yes. I love you, babies.
Yep. So these guys, their lifespan is unknown, but it is suspected to be a long-lived species based on the lifespans that we do know for other sea turtles and other turtle species in general.
Okay. Yep.
And they are the largest turtle on the planet.
Woo-hoo.
And the fourth largest reptile on the planet.
Really? I did not know that part. Now I'm curious to know what the three that are bigger than it are.
Saltwater crocodile.
I'm going to say yeah, saltwater crocodile.
Yeah, they're all crocodiles.
Okay.
I believe it's saltwater, Nile. I can't remember the third now.
Okay. These guys are huge, though.
Yeah. They are about 6.6 feet long,
yeah,
fully grown.
Bigger than me.
Yep. And the carapace, which is the top half of the shell,
mm-hmm.
that is about 4.5 to 5.5 feet long.
That's crazy.
Yep. And they average around 1,300 pounds.
Oh.
Yep. But there are specimens that have weighed in at over a ton.
I'm going to say I do not like the word specimen.
Why?
Because it doesn't sound like a living thing. It's something that you're just, I just don't like it.
I'm like, what this do you is want, a living organism? Thing.
That's better. Specimen is also what they call it when you do...
I always refer to a specimen
Specimen
once.
Is also what you leave when you pee in a cup to get drug tested. Yeah, so no. Organism is better.
I'm fine with specimen.
Okay, I don't like it. Continue.
Okay. So they have a peculiar diet because they eat primarily jellyfish.
Yeah, that's right.
They are adapted to eat other soft-body organisms like salps. And salps are tunicates that move through the water column through jet propulsion.
That's cool.
Yes. And for those who don't know, tunicates are... I've talked about this last episode. They're also called sea squirts. They're technically related to us. And they kind of look like sponges, and except there's this little hole that they shoot water out of.
And that's how they propel themselves?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is I found interesting because all the ones I know of are sessile.
What does that mean?
It means they stick in one place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then sedentary means they move very rarely or very slowly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And this is actually the only turtle species that, well, you need to be careful there because I'm talking specifically of sea turtles, that doesn't have a bony, hard shell or scales.
Okay.
Yeah. And just a little anatomy lesson. The shell is actually composed of the turtle's ribs.
They shouldn't be on the outside.
Yeah, that's basically a characteristic of a turtle. It's like the rib cage extends over the limbs.
It's weird.
Yep. Yeah, the shell is composed of primarily connective tissue, kind of like dorsal fins on dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And this can be up to 1.5 inches thick and overlays the dermal bones. And dermal bones are the bones that are not fused together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're greatly reduced in this species because they have a soft, leathery shell.
Okay.
And they actually have ridges on the shell that helps them stay hydrodynamic.
Hmm, okay.
And they're amongst the few non-avian reptiles that can regulate their body temperature.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so that's how they go into the subpolar regions because that leathery shell helps to prevent heat from escaping.
Interesting, okay.
And through the fact they're so huge, their body creates heat when they move their muscles, and then that gets captured, and larger bodies release heat more slowly than smaller bodies.
Right.
So they're able to keep their temperature elevated compared to their environment. And this species also has the largest migration of any turtle. They can travel 3,700 miles between feeding and breeding areas.
Wow.
Yes. And some can swim over 10,000 miles in a single year.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Is Crush a leatherback?
No. Crush looks
Crush.
Most... Crush.
Crush and Squirt.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have to look back at the movie, but they resemble most like... a loggerhead.
Okay.
Or maybe green sea turtle, but
okay.
I think it's loggerhead they're
okay.
supposed to be. And this turtle species is also great diver are also great divers, which is not something you usually think of when you think of turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah. The deepest dive ever recorded was nearly 4,000 feet deep.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And they can hold their breath for nearly 90 minutes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Also that dive of 4,000 feet is deeper than most marine mammals are capable
That's
of.
That's insane.
Yeah.
How do they stand up to the pressure?
I don't know.
That sounds like such a funny question. Like,
yeah.
How do you stand up to the pressure, Casey? But I mean, literally, how do they stand up to the pressure?
Probably large size and due to the fact they have a leathery shell.
I guess.
Know.
That's crazy.
And... another way they are different from other sea turtles is they lack chewing plates, which are these kind of hard, basically bones, kind of like teeth, that help them break and crush prey.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, they have tooth-like cusps, and they have their jaws are pretty sharp for their kind of beak.
Yeah, their beak is pretty intense looking.
Yeah. And one of the coolest things is their mouth and throat have these little spines that point back.
So things can't get back out, I assume. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because basically how they eat is they'll be consuming the jellyfish. Then by doing that, they're going to be consuming salt water. You don't want to do that. You'll get dehydrated. Mm-hmm. So then they can expel all that out. The jellyfish gets caught in the spines, and then they swallow it.
That's a little creepy.
It's creepy when you... I've seen dissections of it.
I don't like it. Okay. Yeah.
Males will spend their entire lives in the ocean, whereas females will only come to shore to lay eggs on tropical and subtropical beaches at night.
That is my dream, to go witness the babies going out.
Yeah. If I remember, those are called artibadas, something like that. The females will dig a hole on the beach to lay the eggs, and they can lay up to 100 eggs in a single clutch.
Wow.
Yeah. And they will nest up to 7 clutches in a year, and about 8 to 12 day intervals between laying the separate clutches.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And they will return to their nesting beaches every 2 to 3 years, and the eggs will take about 2 to 3 years to incubate.
I didn't know it took that long.
2 months.
Okay, that makes more sense. I was like, what?
No.
Can you not make things crazy? Casey, 2 to 3 months, folks. 2 to 3 months.
Yes.
Casey's drunk.
I am not. I am sober as a judge.
Are they sober, though?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah, and the interesting thing with turtles, and this is the thing with crocodilians as well, and probably some other reptiles, is the sex of the offspring is actually determined by the temperature.
I think I've heard that about them, too. Yes. That's crazy.
Yeah, so at about 85 degrees Fahrenheit, it's pretty even mix of males and females. Higher temperatures will result in females, and cooler temperatures will result in mostly males.
So global warming could be bad.
I'm actually going to get to that.
Okay.
So these guys are currently listed as vulnerable by IUCN Red List. And the population is in decline. The global population has been declined by about 40% over the past 3 generations.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 4 subpopulations that are critically endangered. That's the one in Southwest Indian Ocean, West Pacific Indian Ocean, and East Pacific Indian Ocean. Those are all decreasing. Then there's the Southwest Atlantic Ocean population, which is the only population that's increasing.
Wow.
Then there's 1 subpopulation in Northwest Atlantic Ocean that's decreasing. And relevant here in the United States, they are protected under the Endangered Species Act. Right. So these guys, I would say, are arguably the most unique of all sea turtles.
Okay.
The Evolutionary Distinct Genetically Endangered program has assessed that this species represents about 61.687 million years of unique evolutionary history.
Wow.
Yeah. That is actually ranked only 94th on Edge Reptiles.
Oh.
Yeah. And because it is a sea turtle, it does receive good amounts of conservation attention.
Because they're very charismatic.
Yeah, sea turtles, I think it's crocodilians, large crocodilians at least, are also classified as charismatic reptiles, and they tend to get better conservation attention than other ones. And one of the primary threats is being caught as bycatch by fishermen nets. And in developed coastlines, due to boat traffic, they often get injured by propellers and stuff.
That's what we saw at the turtle hospital, yep.
Yep, that happens a lot. And a lot of times they'll also get entangled nets, and that's how they end up there.
Yep.
I don't know how often they've taken leatherbacks, because those are rarely encountered because of their ranges. And development along the coastlines is also limiting the amount of nesting area available for these guys.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Rising, also with global warming, rising sea levels, reducing amount of nesting area that's already limited. And then seawalls are built up to prevent oceans from coming up and destroying people's houses. And what those ultimately do is because they increase the amount of water that runs back down in larger volumes, that causes the beach to degrade even quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's destroying more nesting habitat. And another threat for these guys is artificial lighting.
Really?
Yes, because one thing it does is females don't want to come to shore when they see these bright lights over there.
Okay.
But it's a much bigger deal for hatchlings. Because normally, a lot of times, they will hatch at night. Mm-hmm. So then they will look up at the ocean.
Moon and stuff.
And that's where the light is.
Oh, no.
And when there's all this artificial light, they get attracted to that like moths and start wandering into cities.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So a lot of them will die that way. And they get disoriented and then can never get their way back to the ocean.
Oh, no.
Yep. And because we have developed the coastlines, we have introduced several new predators to their habitat.
Oh, the babies.
Yes, so both eggs and hatchlings are getting picked off by new animals that we have brought along with us as we have developed across the ocean because everyone wants to live there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of their biggest threats is also pollution because they like to eat jellyfish.
Yep.
When you throw a plastic bag in the ocean, it resembles a jellyfish.
Yep.
And then, so what will happen is, like, they obviously can't digest a plastic bag. So they'll eat it, they'll feel full, won't want to eat, and then they're stuck with plastic inside their stomach and become malnourished and starve.
It's awful.
Mm-hmm. And as Matt Alley alluded to earlier, global warming is now having an impact on male and female hatchling ratios.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the studies I'm referencing are in regards to green sea turtles on Rain Island. There appears to have been almost exclusively females hatched for at least 20 years.
That's bad.
Yes, that is one of the largest sea turtle rookeries in the world.
Wow.
More than 200,000 turtles nest there. And sometimes there'll be 18,000 turtles at the nesting at the same time.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because of rising temperatures, a lot more females than males.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
So are they going to start just like trying to breed males and controlling temperatures and doing it?
Well, the thing is, there's no leatherbacks in captivity, so... Well, one thing they could do is collect the eggs and then incubate them in captivity.
Yeah.
Though that always comes down to places and different regulations.
Yeah.
It's messy and...
difficult.
Yes. And that also doesn't reduce the other threats that they'll face once out into the ocean.
Right, but still that would just help a little bit, but still it's terrible.
Mm-hmm. And these guys are also at risk because they have they're very slow to reproduce and very few eggs reach to adulthood. So I've actually found these statistics from a TED Talk video.
Mm-hmm.
So the age of sexual maturity is unknown, but is estimated between 9 to 29 years old.
That is a range.
Yeah. Well, it's not well studied, unfortunately, because sea turtles live way out there.
Yeah.
We're here.
And the yonder.
Yeah. They're smart. They're away from us.
That's true. But we're still killing them.
Yeah. So let's look at just eggs first. 20% of eggs will never hatch.
Oh, they just don't hatch. Period.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then 50% of hatchlings don't make it to sea.
Yeah. Get picked up by birds and stuff, right? Yeah.
Then 50% of those that do make it to sea succumb to threats in the ocean.
Right.
Then less than 10% of the eggs make it to adulthood as a result. And those are statistics prior to human impact.
Wow.
Yeah. So when you account for human impacts of pollution, global warming, all that stuff, it is now 1% of eggs that make it to adulthood.
That is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, so only about one or two eggs a female lays in a year will become an adult.
That's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was in, like, elementary school, we had this class, and we were learning about sea turtles. And so I think almost everyone started off as a sea turtle,
mm-hmm.
little hatchling. And they had, like, one shark. I don't know if it was a shark or if it was a fish, whatever. But something's out there. Some predator's out there. But then, like, every time it was tagged, essentially. You'd have to run across an area and they'd tag you. And if you got tagged, then that person also became a fish or a bird or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just to see how many could make it and see how bad the threat is. And then it's, like, by the end, there's, like, two hatchlings and just a sea of predators. Anyway, but it was an interesting way of doing it. But yeah, I remember that even from being a little kid.
Yeah.
But it makes me so sad.
Yeah. Now I also want you to keep this in mind.
Oh, I'm scared, Casey.
Leatherbacks are doing better than nearly all other sea turtle species.
No! So what are they down to, like 0.007%? Or 0.07%?
Well, in terms of their eggs making it, it's about the same percentage. But in terms of their population, several of them are critically endangered.
Oh, endangered. My gosh. They're my favorites, Casey.
Yeah.
I hate people.
Yep. But yeah, sea turtles are a good indicator species because they are very susceptible to different kinds of threats out in the ocean.
Yeah.
And gives a good indication of how well the habitats are doing.
It's not great.
Nope.
It's not great at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's depressing. They're my favorite one of all of our animals this month, and now I'm sad. That's horrible. Ugh. Okay. Once again, this has absolutely nothing to do with anything we've just discussed, literally this entire episode. I'm still obsessed. I'm upset about the sea turtles. Okay, I have to, like, come down off that. Okay, Casey. Let's see. This one I think you can get.
Okay.
Why did the cow cross the road?
Because he had to move?
I mean, A for effort, but to get to the other side.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
On the other side.
Have you seen the Corona parody of that? It is the best.
No.
Oh, that guy's such a good singer, first of all, but it's hilarious.
I saw an SNL version of it.
It's like Hello from Corona Life or something. It's so great.
Oh my gosh.
It's so funny.
And then I actually used to have a shirt that says Hello from the Otter Side.
Yeah, there's a little otter on it. I think I've seen it. Yeah, those are cute. All right, but it is time for our challenge, Casey.
All right.
I think we're going to do 2 minutes because that's usually our go-to.
All right.
So get it ready. Let me know when you're ready and I'm going to spring it on with you what we're doing. Fascination of getting the timer going. Woo, woo, woo.
Alrighty.
All right. So we've done the alphabet a lot, right?
Yes.
So we're going to do kind of a variation on that today.
Mm-hmm.
We are instead going to do colors. So it's going to be animals with colors in their name. And because it is Halloween, we should do our best to come up with blacks and oranges, at least a few, if we can. Maybe purple. Purple's kind of an alternate, but I don't know of any purple animals. So, But yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know who's going first. I guess I made you go first last time, right? So am I going first?
And are we limiting the animals we can pick?
No, because this is color based, so we can do whatever.
All right.
I don't think we've done that many colors either.
Yeah.
So okay, am I going first?
I'll go first. I want to cop out.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Ready? Let's see how many we do.
Go, tiger.
That's not, no, you have to name something that has the color in its name.
Oh, wait. Oh, in the name.
Yes.
Let me restart this.
Oh, my gosh. You can't just name animals that have color. Oh, you want, okay, I see what you're saying.
Okay.
No.
I get it now.
It has to be animal, like, names.
Okay.
And colors are in the name. Are you ready?
No, but I guess I have to start or else I'm cheating. Okay. Black Langur.
Okay, Black Panther, because you hate it.
It's not really animal.
It doesn't have to be black. It can be other colors.
I know. Blackface Gibbon.
Okay. Is an orange parrotfish a thing, or is it a blood parrotfish?
Blood parrot.
Okay, so we won't count that. Okay, I'm going to stick with black, then. I'm going to go black-footed cat. We've literally discussed other colored animals. That sounds terrible, but I mean other animals with colors in their name.
Yeah, but not orange or black.
No, it doesn't have to be orange or black, Casey. You can go outside of that. We just have to try.
I'm so
because
stupid.
It's Halloween.
Okay, yellow tang.
There you go. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go with a blue-footed booby.
White cheek gibbon.
Okay. Red panda.
Silver langur.
Red kangaroo.
Gray kangaroo.
Are they actually called gray kangaroos?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say a blue tang. That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything that's orange.
I don't know.
There's probably some bird or fish, but.
It's probably a butterfly, but.
Yeah, that's true.
Why can't I think of colors? Blue morpho butterfly.
Okay. A green anaconda.
Yellow anaconda.
Cheating. Okay. A black mamba.
That's time.
We did 16. That's not terrible.
Yeah.
Our last challenge was horrendous.
But I was stupid halfway through.
It's all right. You were crazy twice because you thought it was orange and black. What other animals could we even name that were orange and black? Tigers and...
Well, I was thinking orange or black.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of black things.
Yeah.
There's not many orange things. Anyway, goldfish, does that count? They're really kind of orange. Yeah. That wasn't terrible. We didn't come up with that many colors, though.
No.
I really wanted purple and orange in there because Halloween, but...
I can't think of anything purple.
I don't think there... there's probably a bird or a fish.
There's probably definitely a fish.
Black
cat. It's a fish.
So sorry. Casey, you got to come up with your fish. Anyway... But yeah, so there we go. We have different little color
red
ones.
Red knee tarantula.
He's going to get all
red
of those.
Red tarantula.
He's going to get all
of Brazilian
all
black.
Yeah, there you go. All the things now. Anyway. Now you're so angry at that challenge. He's so frustrated right now. It's okay. We can do it again, Casey. But if we do it again, we can't use those same animals.
Yeah.
Which I'd have to listen back because I'm not going to remember what they are. But anyway, yeah, so that brings us to our last week in October.
Yes.
Our last week in the Atlantic Ocean, which I was all excited about because we had my favorite of all of our animals, and now I'm sad. So that's terrible. But yes, we hope everybody has a safe and happy Halloween. But be safe, guys. Don't be stupid.
And bring
Please
me
don't
all
gather.
Your Reese's.
All the Reese's. Everyone wants Reese's. I always, like, try when I would buy candy, even though we never get trick-or-treaters. I'd always try to get the good stuff, but it's so
expensive.
Where
I live now, the first year we did get trick-or-treaters. Now we never get trick-or-treaters.
We never got them.
Yeah.
But this year, I wouldn't send my kid out trick-or-treating. I don't know how I'd handle that this year.
I don't...
Get a little kid. It's weird. I don't know how... It's a weird thing.
There's ways you could do it properly. It's...
You kind of have to just, like, have the candy sit for a while, and then you could open it.
You could have, like, little holes and with a little thing. You just wait for them to... Put your bag up there and then dump the candy down the chute.
Have you seen the ones where they've made like a little like chute and they send the candy and a beer down the chute?
Candy and beer.
A beer's for the adult, obviously. By the end of that night, you probably want a drink. But anyway, yeah, like a gopher that could really go for a drink, Casey. Anyway, yes, but have a happy Halloween. And next month, we are moving into, sorry, next week, we are moving into Europe. And we are doing animals. And so far, only one person has had any input on one of those animals. So join our Patreon, folks, so that you can vote on one of our animals. That's the only way you get to see ahead of time some potential animals that you get to decide what we're going to talk about. So not all of them, just one.
Yeah.
Calm down. But still, it's cool. So, yes. So, thank you for listening to episode 13, Spooky Spooky, of the Animal Addicts podcast. As always, we're your hosts, Allie.
And Casey.
He's doing the Monster Mash, guys.
And have a happy Halloween.
Have a happy Halloween.